the 1-2 as we get ready for the weekend. And right now, it's Friday afternoon, 3:15, and welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, you're with me, Mike, on the microphone, doing a double duty today. I was with you in the morning, and now I'm filling in for Dave on the afternoon, and I wasn't going to miss this one, because we're mixing it up on the last Friday of the month. Drinks on the deck at the radio studio, and of course, when it comes to creating wonderful cocktail creations, we turn to the master, the mix master from Alchemy, Richie Nakala, is back in the house with us, and he's done a treat here. Not one, but two fantastic spring cocktails. Well done, Richie. How are you doing today, my friend?
Yeah, doing really well, thank you. Good to be back.
Good to have you back in the house, and you've brought back up in the form of a lady by the name of Janine. She's got gin in her name. So, I mean, you know you're in good company. Janine from a company called A Beverage. And Janine, welcome to you. Welcome to Radio Life and Style on a Friday. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. And thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for powering our gin mix-up this afternoon. And what a mix-up it has been so far. I've got two fantastic cocktails on the table here. One has got a name, one doesn't have a name. We'll give you a chance to give it a name, and we'll explain how that all works in a second. But firstly, Richie, tell me about this connection here. How did you cross paths with Janine and A Beverage, this beautiful company of hers?
Yeah, so Janine and A Beverage actually produce craft spirits, South African-made craft spirits that are flavored florally and fruitily, and they go really well as mixing cocktails with these spirits, because the flavors themselves lend themselves to really nice summery drinks. They're already extremely fruit forward, and they're kind of flavors that you really enjoy through drinks like raspberry and through flavors like rose and cardamom, flavors you're already familiar with, so they're really easy to mix.
Wow, fruit forward, that's my new kind of double barreled word for spring. I like it very much, and I like what you bring to the table here, Janine. Tell me about this interesting baby of yours, A Beverage. How did it begin, and what is it all about?
So, A Beverage was born in October last year, 2022. I'd decided that I'd spent 20 plus years doing sales in vast different industries. So I've been in energy, motor industry, FMCG, and I decided to use my skills to build my own little empire.
Wow, so this was a totally new direction for you.
Absolutely. I'd never been in the alcohol industry before, and I just figured it's something that everybody's always got money for, and I would be heading for something good.
Well, I think you've definitely made the right call, judging by the quality of what I've just been sampling here. This is premium stuff. And on the table with us, we've got a couple of offerings. I've got a whole hamper of amazing beverage goodies here, and a bottle of gin that is going to be up for grabs as part of a social media competition that I will give you the details to shortly. But first, Richie, what have you got in front of you in the very interesting tall glass there with a cool pink tinge to it?
Yeah, so this is a cocktail called Good Deeds, and we're making this cocktail with actually both of the sort of like mainline products of the A Beverage range. So we're using the Atian rose and cardamom gin, and then there's also the Jamrico raspberry infused gin as well. So the star of the show for this cocktail is the Jamrico is the rum. The star of the show is the rum, and then there's also a little bit of sugar, some white chocolate as well that I think that goes really well with the rose and the cardamom, and then just 10 mils, so like a dash of the gin at the end, just to give the cocktail a little bit of body.
Well, it looks absolutely Instagrammable, and it tastes even better. So that is amazing. What do we call it?
So this cocktail is called Good Deeds.
Good Deeds. Good Deeds. And good things come to those who can hang on until they get to the Alchemy this afternoon and order themselves a Good Deeds. The one you heard on the radio, tell them. They'll know what you're talking about. But then there's another thing here, a fresh custom creation that does not yet have a name. What is in this interesting glass that I'm holding in my hand right now?
So we're championing the Atian in this cocktail, the gin, and we're using 35 mils of the Atian gin, 15 mils of Aperol, so just to give it a little bit that kind of fruity, rhubarby sort of flavor.
And that color as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The color comes from the Aperol. There's some lemon in there, just for that citrus, and then some sugar. And we are also using a splash of, what are we using in there?
Rose syrup.
Rose syrup, that's it. Yeah, so the Artisan is rose and cardamom flavored gin. And so that the rose syrup just kind of helps it give that extra bit of floral boost to the cocktail.
Well, it is. I'm going to have to give another sip to it just here on the microphone, just so you can hear.
I'm glad you like
it. You're so beautifully balanced. And it's all that chemistry, all that magical stuff you've just been explaining, how it all goes together. And tell me about the Artisan rose gin. Janine, what makes it such a win?
So Artisan is actually been on export, has been exported to Miami and Italy only up until now.
Wow.
So we're marketing it in South Africa for the first time. It's a premium award-winning gin that's locally made, so it's truly South African.
So locally made, but wasn't even sold locally until now?
Absolutely not. And what sets it apart from any other gin is it's distilled via vaporization. And I feel that's what sort of gives it its smooth, palatable drinking experience. Because a lot of people that aren't gin drinkers, because honestly, I'm not really a gin drinker, I really do enjoy Artisan.
It's just got that special, that je ne sais quoi, and that's due to the special vaporized distilling process.
Absolutely.
Gee whiz. I'm sure Richie sees a lot of vaporizing. People are vaping on the surrounds. But this is totally different. I can attest to the fact that this is something else, a really special, perfect for spring, for the hot weather we've got with us at the moment. Tomorrow is apparently going to be even hotter, and this is going to be, I think, the drink of the spring and the summer. It needs a name, though, and I tell you what we're going to do. In the same vein as we did last month, we're going to put this thing up on our Life and Style 88FM social media pages. Instagram, I think, would be the best one, being very visual. And if you comment on the post with your best name for this gin, Richie is going to draw the name that he thinks is the coolest. And you will win yourself a personal mixology session. You'll get the chance for Richie himself to compose and compile a special cocktail just for you at Alchemy. And that's not all, folks, because I've got a whole host of goodies from A Beverage, from Janine and Co. Brilliant, firstly, a bottle of this incredible Artisan Rose Gin that is going to make you the most popular person in your street for the spring to come. And then a brilliant cooler bag with some awesome, what are these? It's not a normal tonic. This is a special grapefruit mixer, a Schweppes mixer. Am I right, Janine?
Absolutely, yes. It's a new mixer. It's not a juice and it's not a tonic. It's absolutely fabulous. Got a perfect balance of sweetness and the bitterness that you'd normally get with tonic.
I love that. And along with a cool cap and keyring and magnet and, as I said, a really cool little cooler bag. They're perfect for beach vibes and picnic time. I think this is just too cool, man. So keep your eyes on the Life and Style 88FM Facebook and Instagram. I'd say go check out the Instagram. That's where we're going to put this one up. And we'll be posting that competition imminently in the next couple of minutes. And get creative. Get thinking. Give us a really cool name. We had a winner for our last one. I believe was Danica?
Correct, yes.
Cracked it. Did she get a personalized Richie Nakula mixing experience?
She still has to come for it. But,
Danica, come on. What are you? If you don't take it, we'll send one of our Life and Style team members to go and claim it on your behalf. Really looking forward to more exciting mixes in the future. Janine, from the Beverage family, can anyone get in touch with you and your team for the services that you offer? Or do you have to be a top-rated cocktail mixologist like my friend Richie?
Absolutely not. It's a bonus if you are, because then you know how to mix fabulous drinks like Richie does. But no, you can contact us. You can get hold of us on our Facebook page. It's A Beverage Bose. Or on our Instagram handle, abeverage.sa. Otherwise, you can contact me directly on my phone. I don't know if I'm allowed to give my number.
You can give your number, of course.
You can contact me on 078-433-9755. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to, I don't have the license to sell alcohol or liquor to individuals. I only carry the license to supply the hospitality industry, so bottle stores, restaurants, bars, hotels, etc. But if you give me a ring, I'll definitely steer you in the right direction if you're wanting to purchase a bottle.
Fantastic. And the name is A Beverage, as one word, but spelt like, you know, the letter A and then beverage. Easy. Couldn't be better. And where does the name come from?
It's actually a name that I came up when I decided to start my own business. I mulled a couple of names through my mind, and then I decided that I would only do premium award-winning alcoholic beverages. And I thought a beverage went very well with my slogan, Above Average Beverage.
Ah.
And that's really how the name was born.
There you go. Definitely way above average. Richie, thanks for expertly mixing this all up for a perfect Friday. Segue into the weekend, we're off to a good start.
Yeah.
And I think this bodes very well for the rugby as well.
Yeah, absolutely. They're really, really, really good products, so they mix really well anyway.
Well, look, Richie gives them two thumbs up, and if you want to sample the stuff for yourself this weekend, well, you know where to go. Pull on through to Alchemy and say you want what the radio guy was drinking, the one that has a name or the one that doesn't have a name yet. And if you've got the creative cap on, go choose a name for that cocktail. Get onto Life and Style 88 FM on Instagram, and you could be winning a really cool hamper, a bottle of this brilliant Atian Rose Gin, and a personalized mixing experience. That's the way we do it. Fantastic Friday. Thanks, guys. And looking forward to having another mix-up really soon. What do you say?
Yeah. See you next month.
You heard it on 88 FM.